Stopping point 7.
It's Midsummer's Eve, feast day of St. John, and you can tell something's going to happen because the Catalans are all waiting, their eyes glued to their mountain, their beloved Canigou. It is their Olympus, their Mount Ararat, their Mount Fuji. They are waiting, but all of a sudden you see the light. The summit of the Canigou has just been set ablaze. No more hesitating, it's the ideal night to declare your flame. You have all night, but not a minute more. For just before the rosy-fingered dawn, it is customary to gather the herbs of St. John, biting stonecrop, walnut, St. John's wort, everlasting. One leaf of each, wet with life-giving dew. The bouquet will banish demons and make poisonous herbs lose their evil powers. Jacques Torigna explains it all.
La Saint-Jean, de toute façon, ça a toujours été une date qu'on a fêtée depuis toujours.
St. John's Eve is a date that we have always celebrated. The shortest night of the year is something that goes back to ancient times. Anyway, round here, it is meant to be a celebration of friendship and peace. The whole of Catalonia is involved, be it north or south. People come from all over the place. There are two phases. There's what is called the Trobada and the regeneration of the flame. The Trobada is when the bundles of firewood are taken up to make the fire. Now, they aren't great big bundles, obviously, just little ones. It's mainly symbolic. You get each association or even individuals or municipalities taking their bundle up to the summit of the Canigou. Normally, the festivities take place on the Saturday evening, the weekend before Midsummer's Eve. The bundles of firewood are placed around the cross at the summit of the Canigou.
La flamme, elle est ramenée du Castillet au pic du Canigou et aux environs de minuit, le feu est allumé.
The flame is brought from the Castillet in Perpignan to the Canigou, and around midnight the fire is lit, and a chain is formed out towards Valspire, towards Roussillon, Conflans, towards Empordà, Catalonia, etc. They each bring a small lantern and take the flames into their villages. And then people have St. John fires in all the inhabited areas. People have managed to make it into a really convivial festival. The traditional evening dish in those parts is oyada, a local meat and vegetable casserole, and kramat. This is something that the southerners introduced us to. It's quite a strong rum-based spirit which is laced with sugar and flamed before drinking. It is served towards the end. And basically, everyone is invited to carry on until there's none left.
On a placé les lieux grecs à l'Olympe. Ici, je suppose qu'il devait y en avoir au Canigou.
The Canigou, for me, to my mind, was an object of worship. The Greek gods were located on Olympus. I suppose there must have been some on the Canigou too.
On the peak of the Canigou, on the feast day of St. John, one doesn't just eat and drink. One can dance the sardanas and sing, notably the traditional Catalan song, Muntanyes del Canigou.